You will hear an interview with a teenager called Diana Hollingsworth about the Good News Project. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
We all like to complain that there seems to be nothing but bad news when we turn on the TV or open the newspaper, but do we ever think of doing something about it? One person who has decided to do just that is 16-year-old Diana Hollingsworth, who is here with me today to tell us all about her Good News Project. Diana, welcome. Tell us, just what is the Good News Project?
The Good News Project is exactly what its name suggests. It's a project to hunt down and report stories that will make us feel happy about the world that we live in. We have links with the local newspaper and radio station, and if they like our stories, they will make sure our story gets into the news. We're also hoping to get involved with local TV, but as of yet, that hasn't happened.
And how did you come up with the idea?
Well, as you said in your introduction, I was tired of seeing nothing but bad news on the telly, but I was even more tired of hearing people complaining about this. And I thought to myself, I can do something about this. I was the editor of the school magazine, so I decided that the next issue would contain nothing but good news. I also used the magazine to explain my idea to pupils. I was amazed by the response I got. Loads of them came forward with stories. That's when I thought I could do more.
And what was the next step?
My mum has a friend on the local newspaper, and she arranged for me to meet her. I took along some of the stories that I'd been given by people at school and explained my idea to her. She loved the idea and said that each week they would publish one of our stories to see how the public responded to the idea. It was such a success that after a few months we were publishing around 5 stories in each edition, and that's when the radio station got involved.
The radio? Tell us more.
The producer of the radio station had seen our stories in the newspaper and really liked the idea of doing something similar. I had a meeting with him and he asked if each morning we could produce one feel-good story that they could broadcast at the end of their news bulletins. Of course, I said yes, even though it meant quite a bit of extra work. But the best thing is that he lets me read out the story, so every evening I have to record a story and send it in to the station.
It sounds like you're quite busy.
I am. I mean, I don't do all the work myself. I have a team of reporters who find the stories, but I'm the one who makes the final decision as to which stories we're going to pass on to the paper and the radio. It's actually quite a bit of responsibility because you need to be sure that the stories are 100% true, which can be difficult. It's probably the toughest part of the job.
So, tell us more about your reporters. Are they all young people like yourself?
Most of them are. Most of them are pupils from our school, but actually anyone can get in touch and send in a story. They can do it just once or they can contribute regularly. And they don't have to write the story. I'm happy to do that if I have all the facts. The only thing we ask any potential contributor is that they can prove their story is true, and of course, the story has to be uplifting. We can't forget that.
And finally, can you give us some examples of the types of stories you report on?
Oh my goodness, where do I start? Animals always make good stories. Animals doing funny things, people finding their lost cats, that sort of thing. We also have lots of stories about people doing amazing things to raise money for charities. Sport is also a good area. We had a story the other day about an 82-year-old man who still plays football every week. The stories can be about anything and everything. Well, that's not quite true. We avoid religion and politics completely. They're subjects that will always get you into trouble.
Diana, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for telling us all about the Good News Project and good luck for the future.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me.